Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. Is the second wave another coronavirus hoax? Just a week or so ago, the mainstream media and thousands representing the medical community told us we must throw out the stay-at-home orders and go to the streets to protest the death of George Floyd at the hands of the police. The COVID-19 virus will not bother people who are protesting this injustice, they said. The virus only attacks people leaving their homes to protest the stay-at-home orders. Now, after thousands of businesses, many of them black-owned, have been reduced to rubble and innocent people in the inner cities no longer have anywhere to shop for the basic necessities of life, the mainstream media has backed off of its nonstop coverage of the protests. Suddenly, last week, they all simultaneously embraced a new fear story to terrify the masses. A second wave of coronavirus was among us. It was targeting those states that dared to open up their economies and begin a return to relatively normal lives. Texas, Florida, and California were singled out to scare the rest of the country into thinking that if you dare leave your homes, you will catch coronavirus and die. There was a spike in the coronavirus cases, they claim. Funny, just a month or so ago, they were demanding that we massively increase testing, which would produce just that. Spikes in coronavirus cases they are now using to scare authorities into reinstating the incredibly destructive stay-at-home orders. In the county here in Texas that includes Houston, the young judge who somehow seized the power to shut down the third largest city in the United States warns us that she may again shut down Fort Bend County to fight this second wave of cases. She even threatened to again pour millions of dollars into a field hospital at a Houston football stadium that did not see a single patient in the first wave of coronavirus. It's hard not to wonder which politically connected companies are reaping millions in contracts for an obviously unneeded hospital. Thousands of hospital beds in Houston are vacant, while cancer patients have been refused their screenings and desperately needed treatment. As former Congressman David Stockman points out, the actual coronavirus numbers do not in any way support the media assertion that a second wave of infection is increasing over Texas. Stockman informs us that in Texas, the reported infected case rate of 256 per 100,000 is just 10% of the real hotspot rate of 2,477 per 100,000 in the five boroughs of New York City and its mortality rate of 6.2% of 100,000 population is just 3% of New York City's 196 per 100,000 rate. There are no hotspots in Texas. It's just more media hype. It's funny that they don't dare mention Georgia, which has also opened its economy and has seen no spike at all. The same people who were demanding more testing are now screaming that we must shut the economy down because these tests, which are notoriously unreliable, are showing more coronavirus cases. This is a disease that 99.9% of the people who are infected with survive. But 40 million people out of work and the thousands of lives that will end due to the shutdown are never mentioned. There is something else going on here, and it is no way related to public health. Thanks for listening. Come back soon.